Introducing
Fitzy and Whipper. Hey podcasters, how are you going? Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. You may be having a day off today. Hospitality have a day off today.
On Mondays.
Sunday nights, big nights. That means you will be hungover.
Do you ever do vodcasts?
What's
where you drink vodka while listening to this podcast?
Never done one in my life.
It's the only way I get through it.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, no, I do listen to
You're
it.
You're sick, mate.
Thank
well done.
You.
Hey, Tom, what's coming up?
Word of the day, man.
Tom, you got a purple jumper on today.
Oh, like
yes,
Justin
very
Bieber.
Grimace.
Well, yeah, it is quite purple. What is purple the colour of again?
Buds. Mystery.
Oh, mystery, yes. International Man of Mystery.
No, you're not. It's of psychics. Psychics wear a lot of purple.
Yeah.
So why don't you read my palm? Have a look at it.
When you think of purple, you think of grapes.
Yes.
Hemorrhoids.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tom, read my palm. What does it say?
Liberace. Oh, Prince. Prince used to wear purple.
Yes.
Do
purple
your best.
Rain.
Tom does an amazing Prince impersonation. In 3, 2, 1.
Purple rain, purple rain.
Oh, wow. And that's why he works on this show.
He's still with us, guys. Wow. I can still feel him.
I get paid soon?
No. No, you got a word of the day, mate?
Yes, sir. And what an exciting kicking off with an amazing word of the day. And I'll give it to you in just 1 second. If you guys can
count
me down.
What is the Wi-Fi struggling,
isn't it? I reckon let's move word of the day.
Yeah.
You're on
yes.
fire with your impersonations.
Yep. That's
let's go
true.
With Austin Powers. Go, Tom. Let's in 3.
I hate doing
three,
this.
3, 2, 1.
Groovy, baby.
No, wow. That's
wow.
amazing.
Are we got an applause or just
yeah.
the one?
What about Borat in 3, 2, 1.
Yasimash.
That's
oh,
nice.
That's
it's because you get into the role. What about yeah. Frank Spencer?
Who's Frank
oh,
Spencer?
From Some yeah. Mothers Do Ever, a show from 50
three,
years ago.
3, 2, 1.
Ooh, Betty, the cat's done the whoops in my berry.
Oh, what do you do?
The, Frank!
What about the impersonation
His
of
wife.
The surprise your wife got when you tried to kiss her for the first yep. time?
Oh, yeah.
Three, two, one.
Ah!
Oh. No, that's when you took your pants off.
Dude, sorry. NBA Jam in 3, 2, 1.
He's on fire!
All right, what about the Ninja Turtles? 3, 2, 1.
Cowabunga. Cowabunga, dude!
Oh. Okay,
what about Tom?
Mortal Kombat? Mortal no, Kombat. Okay, one. I've just thrown a spear into the guy and
yep.
I'm going to bring him back in 3, 2, 1.
Fatality.
All right, what about the guy from A Current Affair 5 years ago and he reenacts a dog running over the road attacking him? 3, 2, 1.
Street Fighter. Street Fighter.
Oog.
In 3, 2, 1.
Oog.
That's not bad.
That's good.
All right, what about your sister Lucy on her wedding night? 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of silence because nothing happened.
You're night. In the room next door.
Well, I was. Nothing happened.
Oh, Tom. So hold on to the word of the day.
Yeah, I reckon we've got enough there.
Well done, Tom. Yeah, you're a good kid. Coming up next, stuff.
God, this was everywhere over the weekend. Robert Kelly, you would have seen this, sir. The guy was doing an interview. He's a professor.
So good.
He was live on TV. And if you haven't yet seen the footage, it's a great moment because there he is. He's answering a question about the South Korean president and the impeachment situation they've got over there. And then
looks like he's working in the office,
yeah,
though. It looks like it's an office setup, but he's working from home.
But quite often he'll just Skype the grandparents and he'll have a chat to the rest of the family from his office. But there he was in his suit presenting on the TV. The kids just assumed it was other family that he was chatting to. And if you haven't seen it, one kid wanders in and sort of stumbles up to dad, and the kid's probably 2 years old.
This is his little baby daughter. It's his daughter who would have been about 2 years of age.
Yeah,
it is so funny.
So she comes in a little yellow jumper and just comes up to daddy and tries to grab something off the table next to him. Then comes in the younger baby who's just in one of those walkers.
Yeah.
So stumbles through the door, rolling through like it's R2-D2 or something.
His daughter, his 2-year-old daughter, though, there was a moment, though, where the guy who was presenting it said, I think your daughter's just rolled in. And he doesn't even look. He puts his hand and pushes her head away. Like trying to get her away.
Have a listen. Here's a bit of the audio. It's a bit scratchy.
Shifting sands in the region. Do you think relations with the North may change?
I would be surprised if they do. The, pardon me. Pardon me. My apologies.
What was this going to be for the region?
my apologies.
So the great thing is too is the wife running in to try and drag the kids out of the room.
And
the funny
stay
thing
off
is
camera.
She tries to stay off camera. She's down low, slips, knocks books off a shelf while trying to gather the two kids.
But see, I don't think it was the wife.
Yeah,
it was
the wife. It looked like a nanny, didn't it?
It looked like a nanny because the kids weren't. It was an Asian nanny.
Yeah, it was the wife.
Was it?
Yeah.
But the kids weren't.
Huh?
The kids weren't Asian.
Yeah, they were. That was his wife.
Sure.
Yep, and she's got her pants undone at the same time, so she's trying to stay low before dragging the kids out the door.
Aww.
So she finally drags the kids out of the door, off the camera, and then the door's still wide open. Because her pants are undone, you then see her on her knees, leaning to grab the door handle, still trying to stay off camera at the same time, and shut the door. Just an outstanding effort from everyone.
That's why you could never work. I could never work at home.
Oh, my God. We've got to get that up on the Facebook page. It's been labelled the world's dumbest tradie. I'm going to play the audio of the quiz that was thrown at this tradie on site. He's Scottish, which makes it even funnier because the accent's perfect. But here's the quiz, and I want everyone to play along. Got a bit of game show music for us, Jay? Fire off a little something here for your Monday morning. All right, so I'll give you the quiz. I want you to write down your answer, and I want you to tell me what you think the answer is as we go around the circle. I'll ask you individually, all right? Here's the quiz. When I was 6, my sister was half my age. Now I'm 70. How old's my sister?
67.
Sarah, what would you like to answer? When I was 6, my sister was half my age. Now I'm 70. How old is my sister?
Oh, I don't know. I hate these things.
What do you think? Have a think.
Oh, 50.
Well, you need, there's not even a calculation you've done to reach that.
If I'm staring at these numbers going, six. I have no idea. So she was 6. Yeah. Half the age makes her 3, but that won't be correct because it's...
And so then
half,
now I'm 70.
Of 70.
It's 35, but 35. It's not going to be that as the answer.
Well, Tommy, what do you want to go with here?
67.
Matt DeGroote, you've seen this before, haven't you?
I have.
Do you want to wind up to something?
It took me a long time to get the right answer.
I was getting my hair cut by Brian the Barber the other day, and Brian asked me this question. And I went with 35.
Yeah.
Not really thinking about it.
It was first thing in the morning. My brain wasn't working.
Yeah, my brain wasn't working. I fell into the trap of being the world's dumbest tradie. Have a listen to this moment.
When I was 6, yeah, my sister was half my age. Now I'm 70. How old's my sister?
I was exactly the same. I was exactly the same going, well, she's always going to be half your age. So it must be 35. If it's 70.
I was so embarrassed with myself when it came out. I was like, Matthew Charles.
Don't feel silly. I did it as well, mate. And well done to the world.
That's called a brain teaser, guys.
Yeah, fun for your Monday, kids.
Can I talk about The Real Housewives of Sydney? It was on again last night on Fox 8. And I just, look, this relationship between Lisa Oldfield and David Oldfield is just, it's a really weird one because he's a stay-at-home dad now. Even though his eldest son is going to school, they've got another one, Bert, who is 4. And this is really, really interesting because last night on the show, she just seems to be angry with everyone, Lisa Oldfield, and she had to say this about her life.
He just belittles me when he says, I've done your washing today and I've done this, that and the other.
He doesn't want to do it.
I worked my ass off and paid the mortgage and everything else. Like, you know, this is the problem. I love where we're living. I love my children. I love all my animals. I love my beautiful home. I just hate the mongrel that I'm living with.
Ooh.
She's horrible.
That.
What a horrible attitude.
This is page 7 of the paper. It's full page spread set.
But so you know what? I'm glad she said that she loves her children and her children are number one. Mm-hmm. She loves them to death.
Get warmer, I promise. You were the one that said you wanted to go for a swim. You were begging me to go for a swim. Otherwise, you can go upstairs for dinner. I don't mind. But you're not staying down here just standing there like a dickhead.
Oh, now that is... not how to speak to a crying child.
She's horrible, isn't
and
she?
And she's getting really nasty about having to go to work and him staying at home. Why? Because it's a role reversal.
You know what's playing on her mind, Sarah, is the fact that her husband hooked up with Pauline Hanson.
Oh.
How would you get back into the bed
that
after that?
That was before they met, though. He
doesn't
didn't
matter.
Cheat on her with Pauline.
We don't know, Sarah.
No, we do. They talked about it in episode one.
We still don't know.
It was years. Years different.
Page 7 of the paper today, David Oldfield has backed up his wife having a crack at him last night by saying that they haven't had sex for a year. Now sexless with his wife, claiming that the couple were now in therapy, sir.
Oh.
Oldfield.
Not good.
A stay-at-home dad confirmed that the last time that he had an intimate time with his wife was the 18th of January 2016 at about 7 p.m. during a holiday in New Zealand. He remembers it.
He's
he remembers
really it. Holding
must have
on
been
to
a good
it,
night.
He wrote it down.
We make plans to do this sort of thing. It's hilarious. It's like booking an appointment in the diary. We have in the past year made plans to do it, and then one thing leads to another and something goes wrong and it doesn't happen.
I can tell why. I know exactly why. If I hold up this photo, you'll see him there in his very smart Ralph Lauren shirt, and I think he's got his finest jeans on. Then you drop down to his shoes, Sarah, and it looks like he's gone to Kathmandu or North Face or one of those stores. And he's got
a pair of ankle freezers on with some white socks.
So he's got white socks, and he's got sort of mountain climbing boots on. Now
I know why
you're not getting any action in the bedroom, son. He might get rid of those horrible shoes.
He might be doing the washing at home, but can someone please get him Carson Kresley and give him an outfit?
Sarah, girls look at guys' shoes. That's a fact.
Yeah, of course they do. Now, and the old jeans and sneakers is not right.
If this guy wanders up and says, how about we make our way into the bedroom? I don't think you'd say yes.
David Oldfield, David Old-fashioned more like it.
David Old Fella. All right, we need to talk about Adele here, guys. If you went along, I mean, there's been so many great stories. A couple of negative ones about the traffic. That was always going to be the case. What, he had 90,000 people there. It's extraordinary.
You sure it was 90,000?
Yeah, it was 90,000. It could have been
95,000. I think it was
95,000,
actually. Yeah.
5 hours to get out of there.
Just phenomenal.
Amazing.
I mean, there were so many great stories. There was one girl, I believe, that had a fit or some sort of attack in the stands there, and Adele stopped mid-song and said, is that person okay? Get the lights on her. There was a lot of care for her and said, look, we're about to do some fireworks coming up. Can we make sure she's okay before I continue?
Aww.
What was interesting, though, is that we found out, because Adele is in the centre of the ground where she performs, the question was, how does she emerge, right, on stage in the middle of the stadium each night, given there's no underground access to the stage? No one knew how she actually arrived there.
Yeah, because she arrives
in the middle of the ground. Yeah.
But then you've got to get out onto the ground to get to that bit in the middle.
It's been revealed this is her greatest trick. Every night she's drenched in sweat, sitting in what looks like stage equipment box. So it's a big box that's wheeled through the crowd by security, and she's just sitting inside listening to an iPod.
See, but you know what? Now that everyone knows,
yeah,
everyone will be banging on the door,
and you would
Adele!
See, you would see the,
Adele!
You would see the amount of security ushering the equipment through the crowd to the stage. So she's wheeled in, and that's how she then comes up in the middle of the field. She says, "It makes me so sweaty, I'm drenched." But she's come out now and said, "I will tell you how I get there because now we've done the shows." So that is it. Well done.
That is a
good
move.
Why would you put your dress on first? Why wouldn't you do it when you get to the other end?
I don't know, Sarah. I'm not sure what the wardrobe facilities are like in the middle of the ground.
Well, someone could take the dress to her.
No, Sarah.
They can go sit and sweat before
wait
she
up,
sings
but there's
for 3 hours.
Big preparation, putting the dress on, makeup.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that under the stage.
No, just everything but the dress you could.
Just sit in her undies in her box.
So
yeah.
What do you reckon? Sit in a short skirt and a boob tube on her way out?
Well, I mean, geez, guys, you've limited her wardrobe options to nudity and a boob tube,
so
which no one's worn since the 80s.
At her next concert, Sarah, why everybody knows this, now when they stop the equipment box being rolled in and open the door, she's just in there in her undies.
Yeah.
She could just be wearing a light dress that she takes off and puts on that huge... That gown weighs a ton. It's got 10,000 crystals on
it. If you're selling 90,000 tickets, right, at what was the cheapest ticket?
Oh, about $280 or something?
No, it was
$150.
$150, yeah. Right? You would think you could get a bit of a portable air conditioner into the box.
Yeah.
Come on.
Not something you're sweating in. Leanna Rouse Hill, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. You went to the concert, is that right?
I did. I went to Saturday night concert. It was brilliant.
All right, so do you know what we're talking about with her being wheeled in?
I did. We saw it. It was quite funny because she had to go over a few little speed humpy things, you know, like along the ground. And we were thinking, wouldn't it be funny if it fell over?
So did you know she was in there then?
Yeah. Because what happened, they wheeled her out, flanked by a bit of security. It went through the under the stage. And then the next minute, the black box came back out with no security. And we're like, oh, my God, she's just gone in. It was really good. And then funny. 2 minutes later, she popped up on stage.
At the start of the show, Leanne, did they have the big face of Adele when she's blinking
She
says hello?
I know. Brilliant.
Oh. So here's the next question. How does she get out of there? Like, does Adele have to wait on stage till everyone goes, or do they pack her back up into the box and they have to wait for 95,000 people?
No,
to leave?
She walks off through the crowd.
Does she?
Yeah, right. they take her out through the crowd. There's security everywhere, and then she walks out into the tunnels and she's gone.
Yeah, she wears like a gown.
I don't believe
it's like UFC when they come out for UFC. There's music playing in the background.
Man,
she's pumping herself up, high-fiving.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
I had no idea. All right, well, there you go. Thanks for the chat, Leanne.
No worries, guys. Have a great day.
Very clever. Would have loved to have seen Adele. Would have loved it.
Coming up next, this is our favourite segment.
Oh, yeah? That's interesting.
Have you seen a big-name celebrity doing something completely ordinary? Have you got one for us? Give it to us now, mate.
I'm not going to give it to you now. I'm going to get a friend of mine on the show, and she's going to talk about who she bumped into at the gym. This is going to blow you away, too.
Oh, yeah? That's interesting.
If you've seen a celebrity doing something completely normal, we want to hear from you. 13 24 10. I mean, it's one of those moments where your heart skips a beat. Oh my god, that's just trying to think of a celebrity.
Mark Beretta.
I mean, who do you think of? Who's your go-to?
Brad Pitt.
Ryan Gosling.
If you saw Leonardo DiCaprio, you'd get pretty excited.
Well, you'd go and ask him for a photo when you see her, and then you'd get knocked back.
Yeah, you
know what? I wanted to set the bar quite high this morning to kick it off, and a friend of mine messaged me over the weekend and said, I think I've got someone for your segment. I want to welcome to the show Soph Lovejoy, all the way from LA. How are you, Soph?
I'm good with her. How are you?
Good, Soph. The minute I heard about this, I had to get this on air. So tell us a story about the celebrity you bumped into at the gym.
Right, I was doing a soul cycle class on Friday morning, and I booked in for 9:30. And at 7:30 a.m., I received an email from the headquarters saying, "Do you mind if you move down a couple of bikes? We have a pregnant guest coming in who needs your bike." And I always purposefully booked the back row, close to the door. Mm. Anyway, it was none other than Beyoncé.
Oh, man.
Wow. So, that's interesting.
And not only that, Beyoncé walks in about 30 seconds before the class starts, and it's pitch black, and some guy walks in next to her and sits on the bike right next to me, and I just assumed it was her bodyguard. So I was going through this spin class, and I was trying to look over, and I'm like, God, that's a pretty cool job for the bodyguard to go to these spin classes with Beyoncé, and it was actually Jay-Z.
Wow.
So
was there any security that you could see?
No, so when I actually left the class, I saw the actual bodyguard standing in his jeans by the emergency exit door. I was like, right, that's a real bodyguard, and I've just been cycling next to Jay-Z the whole class.
I could see Beyoncé working out, but I could not see Jay-Z
on a bike
in his Adidas shorts and that, just going for a bit of a trundle on the bike.
Well, you know, these classes actually require quite a bit of coordination, and there's a lot of rhythm to them and arm movements and so on. So they were both really getting into it. Oh, and,
so
they were playing rap music the whole way through the class, and Beyoncé was yelling out a few, yeah, and woo!
Wow! Soph, that is a great story. Great story. Thanks for coming on the show. God, now that's setting the bar high this morning.
That's a tough one. Laura in Raby's giving us a call. Who did you see, Laura?
Oh, my God, you will not believe it. I saw John Howard going for a power walk in his blue and white tracksuit.
Who was that?
John Howard.
Oh, Johnny Howard.
Oh, Johnny Howard. Is he still got his trackie on when he goes for his walk, Laura?
Yeah, he was wearing a blue and white one.
Where's the green and gold gone?
Was there any union workers booing him at the time, Laura, or was no one around?
No, it was just him by himself.
Okay. All right, good spot, Laura.
Tennille in Lumia. Who did you see, Tennille?
I feel a little bit inadequate now that Sophie's called.
Yeah, that's all right, Tennille. Go for it anyway.
Simon and Eleni from Married at First Sight. You know the dude that had the long hair and cut it off?
Yeah.
They must have got the raw end of their contract because they ended up at Ingleburn Alive, which was a festival out near Campbelltown.
That's interesting.
Oh, who signed on for that one, you're thinking, Tennille?
You're leading at the moment, Tennille, I think.
Amazing. Thank you. Regan in Peakhurst, who did you see?
Michelle Bridges.
Oh, where was Michelle?
MacArthur Square, doing a workout, and yeah, I was sitting there enjoying my Mexican for lunch.
made you feel a bit guilty, didn't it, Regan?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, she's too fit for me.
So she's smashing a burrito while Michelle Bridges is doing burpees.
Ethan and Glenmore, hello, who did you see?
Morning, boys. I saw Pia Miller getting on a train after the Adele concert.
Oh, wow. Look out, in Sydney.
You've got my attention. Was she there with the bloke?
Yeah, she was with her boyfriend. We were lining up for probably an hour or so. And then my girlfriend and I looked to our left and like, wait, is that Pia Miller?
Wow.
Yeah, from
then we walked all the way to the train. Yeah.
The 5-hour wait for the trains would have been worth it, I reckon, Ethan.
About like 3 minutes, wouldn't it, Ethan?
Time flew.
Deb in Elwood. Who did you see, Deb?
Hi there. I actually saw David Campbell on the beach at Bondi. And I think he was gloating about that rap with you.
Deb. I mean, if you haven't seen the rap, yes, he smashed me. You can see it at the Fitzy Ripper Facebook page. Is it Bondi? Was he swimming or what was he doing?
No, he was actually just with his kids. And it was my sisters and I were walking and my mum said, oh no, look at Dave Campbell. Like, Mum, please don't embarrass us.
Yeah.
So he decided to stay back and pretend she was on the phone while my sisters and I walked away. And she just sat there and watched him in admiration.
Wow.
Him playing with children.
You should have interrupted him and asked him to rap on the spot again because I bet you he couldn't have done it. That's the difference between him and I, Deb. Don't worry about that. All right, Sam, we need a winner here. This is tough.
I was tempted by Regan because who doesn't love Mexican food? But I think Tennille with the Married at First Sight guys.
Well done, Tennille. That was awesome.
Ooh,
out of Campbelltown. Eleni and Simon from Married at First Sight, and they're at a festival in Campbelltown. Well done.
Well done,
Thank
Tennille.
Thank you, guys.
It was all in the delivery.
Oh, yeah, it was in the delivery, Tennille.
Lights, camera, hilarity.
Lots of royal news this morning,
Sarah. Yeah, this one not so surprising because she did this to her own sister. Pippa Middleton is said to be considering not inviting Meghan Markle to her wedding over fears the girlfriend, Prince Harry's girlfriend, might steal the limelight.
Oh, no, she won't. I absolutely believe this.
Come on, mate. She stole it from Kate.
Okay, now here's the rule though, right? You've got a wedding coming up, you've invited a friend, and then you've only found out how far out from the wedding that they've got a new partner that they'd like to bring as well.
Well, hang on, but Pippa would have known about Meghan for much longer than we have.
Mm.
The wedding's in May. They've been together for a little while now. I would have thought if she was going to get invited, it would have already happened. You don't have to do it. It's your big day.
So she didn't deliberately steal the limelight from Kate. It was just her bum. She can't have a bum on.
I know, but she clearly just likes the spotlight. And then here come the paps. Who do you reckon they're running at?
Apparently Kate is so worried that she's going to steal the limelight, right? And everyone's going to be focused on her, that she's going to wear a poncho.
Is that right?
Yep.
So there's the message. Don't bring
your bum. She's wearing a huge, oversized poncho. Wow. No, what's the dress that Homer wear?
A muumuu.
A muumuu.
A muumuu.
A muumuu. What pregnant ladies in the 80s used to wear.
She's got to wear a muumuu to the wedding.
That would be
so
quite
no one's
funny.
Focusing on her bum.
With a big Hawaiian print on it. Guys, Calvin Harris and Rita Ora have reportedly ended their feud after they split almost 3 years ago now. So remember, this started because, and I forgot this, Calvin Harris had tweeted that they'd broken up, humiliating her because she had no idea.
Yeah.
So things went to pop very quickly. Anyway, Rita was asked during an interview how the relationship was now, and she said, we're good friends. And when asked about that incident, she said, everybody uses social media how they want. I choose not to, but that's my personal choice.
Yeah, remember they'd done a song together, but then he wouldn't let her release it.
And he wouldn't let her perform it.
Yeah, wouldn't let her perform it.
No, she released it. He wouldn't let her perform it.
Because he'd written it.
Where's Rita Ora gone?
She did 50 Shades.
Yeah, but we haven't played a Rita Ora song on this station for 7 years,
okay,
3 months and 14 days. I've been counting.
It's a good calendar you've got.
I think you'll find she does a lot of music. It's just, and she seems to be at all the awards in the Brits.
She's drifted.
Well, you're the program director here, Sarah. If I was you, I suggest you get more Rita Ora on air.
Well said, mate.
Yeah, right. Calvin Harris has also expressed a bit of love for Ed Sheeran. This one was a bit of a funny dig because Ed has beaten Calvin, which is very funny. He tweeted the other day, Ed just beat my UK top 10 record from number one album in 1 week. He said, congrats, Ed, but F you also.
Good on him. Yeah. Good on him.
But they're nice. Actually besties, nice. So it's kind of cute.
Just a bit of banter there between two mates.
Now, this one's very fun. Characters. Whips, exciting news for a Monday just for you. What does this music make you think of?
Oh, God. I'm walking through the hills of Rome.
Ship to Shore.
No. It's Gladiator.
It's Gladiator.
Pony Club.
Oh, right.
Now, 17 years after the original, the director behind the film,
Ridley Scott,
has hinted there could be a sequel on the way.
Oh, no, don't.
Now, this has been, settled out. This has been discussed before, but they say, but hang on a minute, how would that work? Because Maximus is dead.
Dead.
Maximus is gone.
Maximus's son?
Do you think they're really going to be limited by that?
No, his son, they were killed too. The his family son was killed. Killed.
Well, he's father to a murdered son.
Could you make that the end scene was all a dream sequence?
You don't actually see him die at the end.
No, he walks through the field, doesn't he?
Well, that's the indication that he's gone to heaven, Sam. But all you see is, remember the fight and then in the Colosseum, and then he kind of goes down and he hits the ground and they're both dying.
Do you think Rusty might be putting his hand up? Could get himself in good nick again?
I've heard Ridley Scott's been trying to get him across the line to do this for a while.
God, that'd be
now,
a lot of work.
That would be good. You can do it, Russell. Get involved. Get involved.
He could come back as his Romper Stomper character.
I watched that on Saturday night.
Romper Stomper.
Big weekend at your house?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
great
film. He was amazing.
Huge film.
But we need to chat to this man. We haven't spoken to him for a while. Dr. Chris Brown. Have we got him on the line? Brownie, you there?
Oh, good morning, guys. How are you?
Jeez, we've got a lot to talk about. Lot to talk about. And it's got nothing to do with the TV show you're doing.
And that is what I'm most afraid of, let me tell you.
I mean, where do we start?
First of all, can we talk about the TV show? Can I say, this has been a great series, mate. We've been enthralled. You've done a great job, you and Julia. We think all of these celebrities have been really interesting. Okay, now time to move on. Chris,
the grand finale. It doesn't get any more interesting than the grand finale tonight. Come on. Like, Nat.
Yep.
You know, Dane, Casey, the transformation, the journey.
Oh, the journey. The journey.
Did any of those guys get to meet your girlfriend when she came over?
I didn't think. I thought that we were better than this. I thought you and I and you, Whip, as well. I thought somehow as mates we just, we looked after each other. We just found a way to steer away from the tabloids and that idle chatter and just be men. Just be men talking men stuff.
Look, I think it's great because last year when we were there, I think you just had a weekend away in Cape Town with your dad, which was really, as we learned, just a recce for 2017 when your girlfriend arrived, so you could take her there. Good to see it's going well, mate. How long you guys been together?
Sorry, it's a pretty bad line. It's a pretty big delay. It sounds like you asked a personal question.
Okay, let's bury this right now, but are you off the market? Is it fair to say that you're off the market?
What sort of market are you talking about?
Oh, here we go. Now he's dancing into
the local
areas.
Growers market.
Well, what about you retiring from the old clinic at Bondi? The ad went out. We've seen it online last week.
Here we go. This is like another. Who are your sources of information? I thought you guys were intelligent individuals who somehow combined to actually make like a semi-intelligent team.
Don't be silly.
The thing is, I'm not retiring from the vet clinic. Like, after 9 seasons, we've pretty much done absolutely every single story that can be done out of that small veterinary clinic. It's been a great show. It's been an amazing show.
So are you still going to be on the show?
Time I need to change. No. So I don't know what they're going to do with the show, whether it gets reborn or what they do with it. But for me, it's just, after that amount of time, I think there's something to be said for leaving on the crest of the wave and finding a new challenge. But who is writing your questions?
I don't even need questions, mate.
We do have a sheet full of questions in front of us, and we've just basically scrunched that up and thrown that away because this is mates talking.
It's okay. Can we talk about something else now?
Yeah, we can talk about Casey Donovan because I mean she's the hot favourite, and you'd have to say not only has she been fun through this entire thing, she's been an unexpected pillar of strength. I'd say in the jungle, Brownie.
Yeah, she has, and you know, she's used the song and the guitar to I guess express a lot of the feelings and get her through her anxiety and different issues she's faced. And you know, at the moment she's a long way from that girl that was driving an Uber to make a living a couple of months ago. So she, you know, you never know. She's a very good chance to win it tonight,
mate. We are your mates. You know that. We absolutely love you. You're doing a great job over there. And I know as soon as you get back, you're going to be just as busy. It's sad news about Bondi Vet, but you'll still be involved. Will you be any chance you'll just help him out with selection with their next one, Brownie, or are you just going to hang it up altogether?
No. I mean, it's sort of based in the clinic, so that's where I am, and I can't see myself moving from there. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing.
The finale of I'm a Celebrity is tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. Mate, you've done a brilliant job. You deserve a good break. It's always great to get you on. Say hello to your lovely girlfriend for us, and thanks for coming on, Brownie.
No worries, and thanks for witnessing the finale of our relationship for the last few minutes.
All right, love to Kendall, mate. See you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Just talking about Justin Bieber before. Actually, see, you had some goss that's just come through. He's left Melbourne early.
Yeah, apparently so. He was supposed to... he loves ice hockey, and they arranged this game for him, and he just never showed up. And he'd arranged it ahead of time. Apparently his people did it for him to go and have a play against a team there.
He's not having a lot of fun, is he?
Yeah, but people are ruining it for him.
He's sick of the crowds.
He's left Melbourne earlier because he wasn't happy with some of the fans.
He did make a new friend, though. I just saw on his Instagram just a minute ago, he was putting up this picture, and he said something about making new friends is a good thing, and there was this beautiful blonde girl who I think he's met.
There was a young lady by the name of Sabah who wanted a photo with Justin yesterday. Justin wasn't in the mood to take a photo, and this is what happened. You need to listen very closely, but this is what happened with the exchange.
Look at your respect level.
Come on.
Look at you.
Make me
sick.
You make me sick. That was the final line there.
We've got Sabah on the line now. Good morning, Sabah.
Good morning.
Sabah, how are you feeling about it? I mean, look, I completely understand it. You're there with the photo and you can't believe the moment you're having. You must have been, I suppose, taken back when he turned around and said, you make me sick.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised. At the end of the day, I shouldn't have taken the photo, but anyone who's being as hypocritical in that moment would want to take the photo anyway. Anyone who tells me, oh, you hurt his feelings, I know anyone in that moment would want a picture at that time.
Yeah, you know? But I know you also got to respect his wishes, I suppose. He wasn't in the mood, was he, Sabah? So what were you just backing yourself sort of onto him trying to get that selfie or...?
Not really. The story has been manipulated a lot by social media and the news. So what happened was I was having brunch with my family and I was on the way home from brunch, and I live in the city, so it's about two lights away from my house. I was at a red light.
And
on the main road outside Southgate, there was a Porsche and a Volvo.
Yep.
So in my head, I thought, what's the likelihood chances of them two cars being parked together with their hazard lights on? So what I did, I just parked my car right in front of Justin's and put my hazard lights on. And I went down, and as I'm walking towards Southgate, Justin walked towards me. At this point, there was no one there at all. So I was walking towards him. No crying, no screaming. I was really, like, just chilled about it. I'm like, hey, Justin, how are you? And he's like, I'm good. I'm like, that's okay. I'm like, can I please have a photo? And he's like, no, you're invading my privacy. And he was really rude about it. Like, if it was a bit nicer about it, I would have, like, put my phone down, you know. But
Can I just say something quickly? So you stopped your car so his car couldn't move.
No. He had his hazards light, so they were pulled over.
Oh, right.
He was getting ice cream from the gelati shop in Southgate.
Right.
He wasn't there at the time. As I was walking.
Yeah, right, I see. Are you getting much flack on social media?
Oh, the girls are going crazy. They're saying... You've hurt Justin's feelings. At the end of the day, I'm a Justin Bieber fan as well. And it was just a photo.
Oh, yeah.
The social media is making it like I'm a sport bra. I was screaming, crying. It was literally just a normal conversation.
Yeah, just you and Justin.
And if it was really that bad, Justin would have got in his car and left. But he was talking to me for a good, like, 3 minutes, and he wasn't that angry about it. Like, he could have, like, left. Yeah.
What else was he saying, Sabah? A three-minute chat? What else did you talk about?
I was just saying how I've been a dedicated fan for so long. And he was just responding really blandly, but When I took the picture, I walked off, like, I was just disappointed. But my cousin stayed there talking to him.
Yeah, right, okay.
You sound shattered, Sabah. You really sound shattered. I mean, did you sneak a photo in anyway? Did you get one?
Yeah, I was like to him, if you don't want me to take the photo, I won't. But he was being really rude. I just took it anyway because I thought, when am I going to ever have this moment in my life?
You do sound upset.
He wanted gelato. All he wanted was gelato.
You could have got him a gelato or something.
Yeah. Did you think about buying him maybe a lemon, strawberry, Ferrero Rocher flavor or something?
He was eating a mango gelato.
Oh, mango gelato.
He loves mango. I know he loves mango.
At the end of the day, I do admit, like, I shouldn't have taken the photo, but...
Yeah, I hear you.
If you're in that moment, you don't really think about it. You just think
it's going to happen again.
You react.
Oh, I tell you.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. When we interviewed Justin, I just went to water. Remember, Sarah, I couldn't get a question out.
Well, you're a big fan, though.
I asked him for a photo. I'm getting,
like, a lot of backlash for it. But at the end of the day, like, you don't backlash someone who's been supporting
Sabah, I'd be surprised if you could ever have mango gelato again.
I know.
I don't think you'd ever order it.
No, I'm not. I don't hate him after this, but I'm just a bit disappointed. But
yeah, me too.
Yeah. So.
Power to you, Sabah.
Thanks for sharing the story, an emotional one this morning.
I'm 20 years old, and I just like it's a good opportunity to like. I've been getting headlines spoiled black, crying fan. It was never like
that. You're just going to have to chin up and move on, mate. That's all you can do about it.
Hey, we're right behind you, Sabah. If you ever need a shoulder to cry on,
right here for your sister.
There was no crying.
No crying. We could chat
Sabah, what's that? You want Bieber tickets?
No.
You've got to listen out for the next song tomorrow morning and then give us a call 13 24 10. Thanks, Sabah.
Bye, Sabah.
Poor Sabah. That's tough.
That's a tough one. That's a hard one.
I'm going to take Maddie to get it over. See, Maddie de Groot, that was the same with you when Mark Ferguson came in, a proper newsreader. Remember?
Yes.
And you asked him for a photo and he sort of put his hand up to you and said, look, no photos.
You make me sick.
You make me sick.
Got a bit of an idea for you. Late last week, we found out, thanks to Forbes magazine, Ed Sheeran's worth $57 million. So I came up with this game. How much are you worth? Are you worth? How much are you worth? Well, it's the only time you've really sung along, mate, so thanks anyway. So Sarah versus Fitzy this morning, you know the rules? A best of five.
Okay.
Nearest to the pin. James Packer, Oprah Winfrey.
James Packer's got to be worth more than Oprah. Because he's a billionaire and she's not.
She's a billionaire though, Sarah.
Is she?
Yeah, but I think she's only just scraped in.
What do you want to lock in, Sarah?
Packer.
You want to go with Packer
too?
Packer is correct, but... just by a little bit. At 3.5, James Packer, Oprah Winfrey, $3.2 billion.
That's amazing.
Get your head around that. You're right. I think at one stage, Packer was at $6 billion. Mm. It's been a bit of a rough one. All right, Adele or Jay-Z, who is worth more?
Jay-Z, for sure.
What figure do you want to put on it, sir?
Yeah, he's got...
172... Oh, no, he'd be like 300.
Let's just remember I'm asking for the figure of Jay-Z, not Jay-Z and Beyonce combined.
No, because she's worth double him. I think.
Yeah, I would have to say Jay-Z because he's got Roc Nation, hasn't he? He's got his own record company.
Adele or Jay-Z?
$370 million, I'm guessing Jay-Z's worth.
It's Adele on $80.5 million. Jay-Z, $53.5 million.
No, I don't think so.
What website did you get this from?
That's
Forbes rich list, mate.
Is that how much he's earned over his whole career?
He's earned in the past year.
The prep monster strikes again.
This is what he's earned in the past year. But people are enjoying playing along in the car.
No, they're
you
not.
You fools. Get involved if you want, Tom. Sofia Vergara or Brad Pitt? Who made the most money last year?
Last year would have been Sofia Vergara. He only made one film, that was Allied.
Well done.
Think about it. Is there any ownership of rights?
Brad Pitt,
Sofia Vergara.
World War Z2 is just about to come out. He owns that. But see, he owns his own production company.
True.
That makes movies.
But she also has more endorsements than any other TV star.
I'll say Brad Pitt.
Sarah, what do you want to go with?
Sofia Vergara.
Sarah takes a lead. $43 million Sofia made last year. Brad Pitt made $31.5 million.
Yeah. I think she is actually the highest earning TV star in the world based purely on endorsements.
Don't care. Next.
Dr. Phil versus Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Have a think about it because like, you're really passionate about winning, so naturally you would think about why.
I would go Kim Kardashian as well.
Kim Kardashian made $51 million last year. Dr. Phil made 88 million.
On what?
Oh, Cash Me Outside. Cash Me Outside.
Yeah.
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
Catch Me Outside. I don't think
everyone knows what that is.
I don't know what that is.
No, it's been in the news recently.
Dr. Phil's biggest episode of the year.
Who's sitting down and watching Dr. Phil who isn't?
Catch Me Outside. How about that?
You don't know the Catch Me Outside girl?
I don't really know her either, but I saw it in the news the other day.
Oh, you're a loser.
Not really. You're the only one that does.
How about that?
Yeah. No, we heard it.
Don't understand.
Okay, let rounding out. Sarah's got a one lead. Rihanna and Kevin Hart.
I'm going to go with Kevin Hart.
How much do you reckon he would have made last year, Sam?
$800,000.
$7 million.
Rihanna or Kevin Hart from you, idiot?
I'll go Kevin Hart.
You don't care. Kevin Hart made $87 million last year. Oops. Rihanna made $75 million. Kevin Hart.
Oh.
That is the end to the game.
How much are you worth? Are you worth? How much are
I met
you
Kevin
worth?
Hart's brother the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Jadoof. I think you're the winner, Fitz, for that joke.
Oh, please.
Just champagne comedy brought to you by Fitzy and Whipper. Thanks for playing along. Married at First Sight. Well, we've been focusing on this couple quite a bit. It continues tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9, but you will not see Cheryl and Andrew there because, Sarah, last night they both decided to leave.
That's sad, isn't it? Love didn't happen.
Oh, if it's not going to work, you get out of there, Sarah.
Yeah, but still.
Cheryl joins us now. Welcome to the show, Cheryl.
Good morning.
Cheryl, how do you describe it? Heartbroken, disappointed, shattered?
Yeah, it was surreal watching it last night. It was a little bit disappointing, but it needed to be done. Like, we both had to leave. God. So, yeah, it's a bit disappointing.
For anyone who hasn't watched the series, Cheryl was actually matched with Jonathan at the start. They got married, but that didn't last. I reckon that lasted a week. Not even a week. And
six
then
days.
Six days, and then Cheryl had to get a divorce. And then they thought Andrew's marriage didn't work out as well because Andrew's wife on the first night got a taxi down at Bondi and never came back. So Andrew didn't have a partner as well. So they said, well, why don't we put Cheryl and Andrew together? But let's be honest, Cheryl, you didn't really have feelings for Andrew at the start, did you?
Yeah, 100% did. Andrew and I got along so well. And I probably wouldn't do it to myself re-entering if I didn't. Because it is an emotional roller coaster. So, yeah, we got along really well at the start, so we thought it was a good idea.
Yeah, but see, he felt like you weren't. I mean, there was moments, he wrote a song for you. He performed it down the beach. He went to go give you a little kiss. You didn't really give him anything back. He didn't feel like it was reciprocated.
Why didn't you kiss him, Cheryl?
It is a very awkward situation. It's really hard to describe unless you're in it. And it is very forced. So, it wasn't really natural, and I'm not going to do anything I don't want to do. And at that moment in time, I just didn't feel like kissing him.
Cheryl, can I talk about you? Can I talk about, was your father worded up before he met Andrew? Because, all right, if you didn't see this episode, this is what Andrew walked into when Cheryl's father appeared.
I think he offered the guy a drink. He didn't even dress smart. I want him to present himself better than that. No, just like somebody coming in like that. No, I'm not happy at all. I wouldn't even go to the beach like that. That's terrible.
You don't strike me as someone that judges a book by its cover.
Oh, mate, you've got no cover. It's nothing at all. You've got no book. You've got no nothing.
Cheryl's dad's tearing me to pieces.
He was very, very rude, Cheryl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think my dad thinks he's an actor. I'm not too sure what was going on.
He went hard,
yeah,
so that wasn't staged or the producers hadn't told him to do that?
No, I just think he was shocked that it wasn't Jonathan that walked in the door and then he did just kind of became a joke to him. It was a bit of a banter and they did kind of get along at the end, but my dad wasn't really holding back.
Because a lot of people say that the show's heavily edited too, Cheryl. Do you find that when you're watching it? Do you think, oh, God, they've dragged that from somewhere else and put it in there?
No, I don't. I think every situation is kind of being played out as it was. There's little kind of facial kind of things that I've maybe from another scene put in there, but it still kind of happened. So, it's not edited at all. No one got said to say anything. So,
did you have any idea, Cheryl, how big this was going to be? Because, I mean, there was a couple of things when the show first started. Did you check your social media before you went on the show? Because there was that video of you doing a sneaky little line off your boob.
What?
That was deleted years ago. So, yeah, I'm not too sure
how they got that.
What went on there. I think someone just had it kind of in their phone and it was just like, oh, hey, that's that girl from the show. It's just a little joke and it's taken out of context. So, yeah, I don't let it bother me at all.
Get off drugs naturally.
Well, Cheryl, I hope you find love in the future. Whatever you do, just don't take them home to your old man, okay?
I'll try not to. Thank you.
All right, Cheryl, good luck. Introducing Fitzy and Whipper.